What a great memorial for Saint Monica, the mother of Saint Augustine. And Saint Augustine had quite the life. Since he was a child, he was Christian, but he was not baptized. As he grew up, he kind of left, drifted away from Christianity. He then went to a lot of different education. He was a rhetoric teacher, rhetoric meaning those learning how to be logical and teaching and to persuade people. He also had a deal of lust. He had a child without being married. And as we continue to know his life, we'll see more tomorrow. But Saint Monica is, as Saint Augustine's mother, she would often cry because he was not Christian, Catholic. But she prayed for him every day. Every day. Now, many of you and myself know family members that have drifted away. And Saint Monica is a saint to look for, to ask for her prayers for your children or your siblings or relatives. You know, for instance, in my family, I really fell in love with Catholicism, especially through knowledge and learning about our faith and history and morality. And I would talk to one of my brothers when I was in college and just kind of push it down his throat and say, "Hey, get to church. I mean, you have to go to church." And he'd be just ticked. Well, eventually I just stopped. And instead of persuading, I prayed. That's quite cool that later in my family, he was married with a Lutheran. But he told his wife, at the time his fiance, said, "You can do anything you want. The cakes, the dresses, the tuxedos. But we'll have a mass. We're not a junior varsity team. We're Catholics. You can do anything else. But yes, we will have a mass." Later, my sister-in-law went through RCIA, became Catholic, and they are going to church now more than before. Now, one of my spiritual director in the seminary said, when a student is ready, their teacher will be there. You know, in my life, again, I wasn't the teacher for my brother, but his wife was. In your life right now, with those that are out of the church, drifted away, you might not be their teacher, but there will be a teacher there. Saint Monica, pray for us.